This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand three-day celebration has commenced in Ayodhya to commemorate the first anniversary of the consecration ceremony of Ram Lala's idol at the Ram Temple. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is inaugurating the program by performing the Abhishek of Ram Lala's idol. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the countrymen on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "This temple was built after centuries of sacrifice, penance and struggle." He called it a great heritage of India's culture and spirituality. He expressed confidence that the Ram Temple will become a great source of inspiration in the accomplishment of the resolution for a developed India. With just 2 days left for the Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, special arrangements have been made for pilgrims and tourists to reach the city through different modes of transport. Indian Railways has made robust arrangements to ensure safe and efficient travel of millions of devotees to and from Prayagraj. Railways operating more than 10,000 trains, including 3,300 special trains. Special measures have been put in place to manage crowds, including color-coded waiting and holding areas at stations for unreserved passengers. To handle the massive crowd, Uttar Pradesh State Road Transport Corporation has deployed over 7,000 buses, including shuttle buses designed specifically for navigating the fare area. Airlines are adding flights to Prayagraj and new cities are being connected for the duration of the Mahakumbh. With the addition of new flights, Prayagraj will have direct air connectivity with 25 major cities during the Mahakumbh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi. The conference, organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, is aimed at addressing the growing concern of drug trafficking and its impact on national security, with a special focus on 8 states and union territories of northern India. During the event, the Home Minister inaugurated the Drug Disposal Fortnight Drive and the extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and UTs. Mr. Shah also inaugurated the new office complex of the Narcotics Control Bureau's Bhopal Zonal Unit. The Drug Disposal Fortnight Drive will begin from today till the 25th of this month. In Assam, rescue team has retrieved another body from the flooded coal mine at Umrangso of the Mahasau district this morning. Rescue operations by multiple central and state agencies continue for the 6th day today to locate the remaining workers who have been stuck inside the illegal rat hole coal mine after water gushed into it. One more body was retrieved earlier. On Monday, 9 workers were stuck inside the coal mine after water entered into it. 2 persons have so far been arrested in connection with the incident. The Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Earth Sciences and MoS for PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has announced the establishment of a regional meteorological centre at Jammu. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that this significant move is set to bolster meteorological services in Jammu and Kashmir, further enhancing disaster preparedness and climate resilience in the region. Dr. Singh was addressing a landmark event, Stakeholders Workshop on Weather and Climate Services, on the eve of IMD's 150th anniversary yesterday. The celebrations for IMD's 150th anniversary will culminate in a grand event in Delhi on 15th of January 2025, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi as the chief guest. Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam is scheduled to visit India from 14th to 18th of January. This will be the first official visit by any Singaporean president to the country in 10 years. This visit would mark the 60th anniversary of the diplomatic ties between India and Singapore. In US, at least 11 people have been killed in the devastating firestorms raging across Los Angeles County. According to preliminary numbers from state and local officials, more than 13,000 structures have been destroyed in the fires. The Sheriff's Department said over 1 lakh people are under evacuation orders. And in badminton, the Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on unseeded South Korean pair of So Sang-jae and Kim Won-ho in the men's doubles semi-final of Malaysia Super 1000 tournament in Kuala Lumpur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.